Employee evaluations are essential for maintaining workplace efficiency, fostering growth, and aligning individual efforts with organizational goals. However, navigating these evaluations can be tricky, especially for new supervisors. You might wonder how to deliver constructive feedback effectively, balance performance assessments with goal setting, and avoid common pitfalls that could affect employee morale or increase turnover. A well-structured approach to evaluations can boost trust, accountability, and team morale. In this blog, we'll guide you through the key do's and don'ts of employee evaluations, ensuring your process is fair, impactful, and beneficial for both your team and your organization. Let's get started. So let us begin by understanding what employee evaluation is. What is employee evaluation? Evaluation of an employee is a process used by managers and HR departments to assess an employee's performance over a specified period. These evaluations typically cover areas such as productivity, attitude, punctuality, and goal achievement. When done correctly, employee evaluations can have a positive impact on the organization by providing opportunities for coaching, recognition, and rewards. Most companies have a regular evaluation system, often conducted annually, to review job performance. Employee evaluations usually happen at the end of the year or on the anniversary of when someone was hired. For example, if you were hired in February, your evaluation would happen the next February, often tied to a raise. However, scheduling evaluations this way can cause issues. Employees hired later in the year might get bigger raises because managers might use up the budget early or wait until year end. This can lead to unfair differences in pay within the team. Now, let's explore why employers use it. Why do employers need to conduct employee evaluations? Regular employee evaluations help clarify managers' expectations and inform decisions on promotions, raises, and layoffs. Typically, a supervisor reviews an employee's strengths and areas for improvement, sometimes with a self-assessment from the employee beforehand. Self-evaluations are valuable, as managers may not be aware of all accomplishments, listing successes and complex tasks can positively impact the performance rating. Employee evaluation plays a crucial role in the performance appraisal process, focusing on metrics such as productivity, quality of work, and adherence to deadlines. A well-structured evaluation ensures that appraisals are grounded in accurate and comprehensive data, making the assessment fair and objective. Striking a balance is key. While thorough evaluations are essential, it's equally important to maintain trust and respect employee autonomy. Overly rigid evaluations can hinder morale, while inadequate evaluations may lead to inaccurate appraisals and missed growth opportunities. Utilizing reliable employee evaluation software is invaluable for conducting effective performance evaluations. If you're looking for a tool to enhance the accuracy and fairness of your appraisals, we've got you covered. EMP Monitor is one such tool that helps in employee monitoring and evaluation. Equipped with a comprehensive suite of employee tracking tools, the software empowers employers to monitor workforce performance and gain valuable insights into productivity trends across the organization. Let us learn about this tool more. EMP Monitor, your partner in accurate employee evaluation. EMP Monitor is an innovative employee evaluation and workforce management software that enables precise tracking of productivity metrics. With EMP Monitor, you can capture detailed insights into employee engagement and productivity levels. Here are some of its advanced features that support more effective performance evaluations. Detailed evaluation of work hours and activities. The software provides managers with a clear view of how employees spend their time, tracking engagement periods and productivity metrics. This comprehensive data supports objective, evidence-based evaluations, allowing managers to assess productivity accurately and identify areas for improvement. Reliable, objective performance indicators. The tool's automated screenshots and real-time tracking offer a transparent record of tasks and project progress. It also allows you to keep track of ongoing projects, capturing key metrics like task completion, time management, and deadlines. Using this project management software, data-driven approach enables managers to evaluate performance based on measurable results, identifying core strengths and growth opportunities. It tracks app and website usage, helping managers identify productivity trends, strengths, and areas needing support. This data enables tailored performance reviews that foster growth and address specific needs. Data-driven insights for constructive feedback. EMP monitors reports visually display engagement and productivity trends, equipping managers with data-driven insights for effective, goal-focused evaluations. This approach supports clear target setting and collaborative growth strategies with employees. Transparency and fairness in evaluation. The software promotes fair performance reviews with consistent, objective data, reducing biases and fostering accountability. Employees can trust that evaluations accurately reflect their performance. Attendance and punctuality tracking. Its attendance feature tracks login and logout times, helping managers assess punctuality, consistency, and overall productivity. This data offers a fuller picture of employee work habits and contributions to team goals. EMP Monitor's comprehensive suite of features equips managers with the tools they need to conduct fair, objective, and growth-focused performance evaluations, strengthening individual and team outcomes. Now that we understand why employers use the evaluation process, let's take a closer look at how the process works in detail. The process of employee evaluation. Each organization has its unique method for conducting employee evaluations. Typically, the HR department provides a form with questions for supervisors to answer based on the employee's performance during the evaluation period. The supervisor completes these written evaluations and reviews them with the employee to recognize achievements and outline a plan for addressing areas needing improvement. Let us go through these steps. Step 1. The evaluation process starts by establishing clear performance standards. Measurable performance criteria should also be established when a role is defined and a job description is created. These standards should be objective and easy to understand, ensuring they can be effectively measured. Step 2. Once employee performance evaluation expectations are set, it's essential to communicate them clearly to the employee. Employees should not be left guessing about what is expected. Communication is successful only when information is shared, received, and understood. Step 3. The third step involves measuring actual performance, which requires gathering data through methods such as direct observation, statistical reports, written or verbal feedback, and performance evaluation examples. The criteria chosen for measurement are crucial, as selecting the wrong benchmarks can lead to inaccurate results. Step 4. The fourth step is comparing actual performance with the established standards to identify any deviations. In this phase, it's essential to provide a balanced review to the employee, helping them accept feedback constructively. A positive experience in this discussion can significantly influence future performance. Step 5. Delivering positive feedback is usually easier, but discussing areas of underperformance can have both motivational and discouraging effects. Open dialogue about the evaluation is essential to promote both growth and improvement. Step 6. The last step involves taking corrective action if needed. Corrective actions fall into two categories: immediate actions to address specific issues and fundamental actions that tackle the root cause of performance gaps to create lasting improvements. Now that we've covered the complete employee evaluation process, let's dive into the key do's and don'ts for effective evaluations. The top do's and don'ts you need to know about employee evaluation. Conducting an effective employee evaluation requires a careful balance of encouragement and constructive feedback. To ensure a positive and productive review, it's essential to know what practices to embrace and which to avoid. Here, we outline the top do's and don'ts to help you understand the best way to evaluate employee performance, fostering growth and motivation for your team. What to do during employee evaluation. Here are the things that you as an employer should do while evaluating employees. Do read positive feedback word for word. Your employees feel most motivated when they hear precisely what they're doing well in the words of their colleagues. During an evaluation, reading positive feedback verbatim lets employees see firsthand the impact they've made on their team. This approach not only boosts morale but also reinforces confidence in their strengths. Specific recognition builds trust and encourages employees to continue performing well while strengthening team loyalty. Do examine your own biases as a manager before conducting an evaluation. Before starting an evaluation, ask yourself, what critical feedback do I have for this employee? Is this feedback fair and free of any unconscious bias related to their background, ethnicity, or orientation? Would I give the same feedback to another employee from a different background in a similar role? Employee evaluations offer managers a chance to self-reflect on their own biases to ensure fairness and objectivity. While biases can be hard to identify, it's essential to approach evaluations with an open and unbiased mindset. For additional support, consider consulting a diversity and inclusion specialist, such as Tracy Dunbar, ABI Adamson, or Andrea Long, who can provide insights on minimizing personal biases. Do recognize and reward good performance. Evaluations are an ideal time to celebrate your employees' accomplishments over the past year. In fact, only 29% of employees report consistently knowing where they stand with their performance. Use this opportunity to commend high-performing team members with raises, bonuses, or even promotions. Recognizing achievement-driven employees during evaluations helps them feel valued and motivates them to excel further. Face-to-face recognition has a profound impact on top performers, increasing their engagement and enhancing their work output. Frequent, balanced feedback allows these employees to track their progress and stay motivated. Do ensure employees leave with clear guidance on how to improve. Successful employees appreciate constructive guidance to reach their full potential. Offering actionable advice and setting clear expectations for growth not only motivates them but also helps them advance in their roles. Every evaluation should conclude with an employee knowing exactly what their next steps are for improvement. Your employee should leave the review with a solid understanding of their future goals and career path. Implementing a structured development plan that tracks goals and achievements can be highly beneficial. This plan serves as a roadmap that you and your employees can revisit throughout the year, ensuring that they are on track and aligned with the goals set during the evaluation. Now, let's explore the key things to avoid during the employee evaluation process. What not to do during an employee evaluation? Here are the key pitfalls to avoid when conducting employee evaluations. Don't dwell solely on the negative. According to a Gallup poll, employees who received negative feedback were over 20 times more likely to be engaged than those who received no feedback. However, negative feedback tends to have a stronger emotional impact, so balancing it with positive comments is crucial. Focusing only on what's wrong can lead to disengagement and lower productivity. Instead, mix constructive feedback with recognition of what the employee is doing well. This approach will prevent the employee from feeling discouraged and help them stay motivated to improve. Don't attribute constructive feedback to specific individuals. When offering constructive feedback, avoid mentioning specific colleagues or identifying sources. This ensures feedback remains anonymous and minimizes the potential for conflict among team members. Maintaining anonymity encourages open communication, fostering a safe environment where employees feel secure in providing honest input without fear of retaliation. Moreover, never rely on second-hand or unverified information, as it can harm your credibility and make the employee feel the evaluation is biased. Summarizing feedback in your own words, focusing on common themes, is a better way to preserve anonymity and ensure the feedback is delivered tactfully. Don't surprise employees with the evaluation meeting. Giving employees sufficient notice before their evaluation is essential. Ideally, provide at least a month of lead time to allow employees time to prepare mentally. This gives them a chance to reflect on their performance and gather any necessary feedback or documents. 123,456. It also allows managers to review survey results, analyze responses, and prepare questions. Without this time, employees may feel overwhelmed and unprepared, which can lead to unnecessary anxiety and a less productive evaluation. Don't turn the evaluation into a one-sided conversation. An employee evaluation should be a dialogue, not a monologue. While it's essential to address the employee's performance and provide feedback, listening to their perspective is equally important. Encourage the employee to share their thoughts on their role, workplace improvements, and their views on your management approach. Avoid using this time to vent frustrations or focus solely on areas where the employee needs improvement. Strive for a balanced exchange that allows both parties to speak and engage in meaningful conversation. Concluding words. Effective employee evaluations are essential for fostering growth, enhancing productivity, and strengthening team morale. By following best practices, such as offering balanced feedback, recognizing achievements, and setting clear goals, managers can ensure that evaluations are both constructive and motivating. Using tools like EMP Monitor further enhances the accuracy and fairness of these assessments by providing objective, data-driven insights. By avoiding common pitfalls, such as focusing solely on the negative or neglecting employee input, organizations can create an environment where evaluations contribute to professional development, promote accountability, and support long-term success. FAQs. How often should evaluation of employees be conducted? Employee evaluations are usually annual, but some companies conduct them quarterly or semi-annually for more timely feedback. The frequency depends on the company culture, employee role, and performance management needs. How can managers effectively handle difficult or underperforming employees during evaluations? Managers should address underperformance with empathy, focusing on actionable improvements. They should offer constructive feedback, identify any external factors, and create an action plan with clear goals. Regular check-ins can help employees improve and regain confidence. Can employee self-evaluations be beneficial in the evaluation process? Employee self-evaluations offer valuable insights by allowing employees to reflect on their performance. They provide managers with additional perspectives, fostering a collaborative discussion and helping employees feel more involved in their development.